Julie Thomas, who inexplicably lost her sight in 2009, took up bowls in April of last year. Julie invited me along to a special match at Rubina Bowls Club in Cardiff, and there I asked Julie to tell me what was happening that afternoon.
Today is a memorial game that the Welsh team have kindly volunteered to play, sort of in memory of my dad, really, because I lost my dad unexpectedly, and it's because this is the club that my dad used to play for.
So he was a bowler?
He was a bowler. He's always been a member of this club and he used to come down several times a week, so this place is quite special to my dad. And obviously some of the players have played with my dad and known him for a long time, and we just thought it'd be a nice occasion to pay tribute to my dad, really. And when I started playing bowls, obviously he was really supportive, used to come along to all the matches, was absolutely thrilled that I started playing bowls. So I think he was very supportive that I started playing and obviously delighted that I got into the Welsh team and represented my country, so it was a really good thing to do, really.
Can I ask you when you started playing bowls?
A year last April, so I actually haven't been playing bowls very long, so I think it's just been amazing, really. I sort of took to it like a duck to water and just started socially, really, and thought I'd just go along and do something, meet people and just give it a go. But because it was something I sort of really just took to, it's developed from a social thing to something that's quite competitive and obviously something that has led to more for me.
So do you think it was in the genes?
Could well have been. I think the support of my dad has been amazing, really.
Can I ask you, was it at this club then that you first went along socially?
No, I went to Bridgend, and that's where I first started. I had a few taster sessions, and then they obviously saw that I had potential and contacted John Wilson, the visually impaired bowls coach, and suggested I went to have some specialist coaching in Swansea. So, and that's when my dad started taking me down and sort of encouraging me. And because I had specialist coaching, obviously you have a one-to-one coach if you're visually impaired. And it sort of developed from there.
We're sitting here in the clubhouse and you've got a fantastic fleece with the three feathers on, obviously to show that you are a Welsh team member. What are your feelings today?
I think I'm delighted to be a member of the Welsh team. And the fact that I've actually now been selected to be part of the elite squad. Sometimes I laugh because I can't quite believe that it's happened so quickly, but I am very proud to be playing, and I've just been told that obviously I can be a member of the elite squad and with the opportunity to play in South Africa in the World Championships in 2017. Can't quite believe that it's happened, but obviously the support of my dad was amazing and very encouraging, and I think it's led me to really persevere and do this. But what I would say is that I sort of fell into it by accident. I just went along to have a go. And obviously there was potential there, which I didn't know. And I would urge people to start and have a go, see if you like it, because you don't know what hidden potential you've got, because I didn't. And it's leading to such amazing opportunities. Any club is accessible to a VI bowler. There are coaches there and they will offer you support. You know, it's accessible to anybody because you just put string down the rink, you stand there, somebody helps you with your bowls and they tell you verbally where they end up, and it's based on a clock system. And there isn't a lot of adapted equipment. This is why I say it's accessible to everybody. But it is just wanting to have a go, spending time, like in any sport, time having a go. And then if you do actually enjoy it, you want to improve, you can. It's nothing phenomenal, as in, you know, you need to be able to do anything really amazing. It's putting in the time, enjoying it, and just getting down to a bowling green. And I just wish more people knew it was there, because with a lot of sports, you need specialist equipment, you don't. So I just think people need to try it, have a go, and you don't know what potential you've got. It's amazing. I really wish people would try. The elite squad, we've had some funding and we are able to access more facilities, more specialist training. You know, like with all other sports, there is going to be access to things we wouldn't have had before. You know, before you just go along, you have to fund everything yourself. This is not the case. I mean, we've got more opportunities to do it. We're able to move around the country, try different greens. As I said, access to more opportunities that we didn't have before and be able to get out to South Africa, things like that, whereas we'd have to have funded it ourselves before. So I think it's brilliant. So we will have specialist training. It will be sort of more focused. It's really amazing opportunity.
Julie Thomas, member of the Wales Elite Squad. John Wilson is the team manager for the Welsh Association of Visually Impaired Bowlers. And out on the green, I began by asking John about his role.
What it involves for me is monitoring, assessing, assisting and coaching the players who represent us throughout Wales.
And Julie, who's a relative novice from what I understand, she seems to have quite an amount of talent.
Julie, we've unearthed a gem. Without a shadow of a doubt, she's absolutely amazing. An amazing lady and a very talented player. She's emerged from being, as you say, what would you expect with being novice bowler, to now rated, in my opinion, one of probably the top three blind bowlers, lady bowlers in the world.
What can you do with the talent that you've unearthed? What sort of path have you got Julie on?
Our aim's for Julie, and she's contributed a great deal to this herself and supported by the Welsh Association of Vision Impaired Bowlers and Disability Sport Wales. They recognise now that we've gone from an outfit that had been just bumbling along, competing and being second rate to other nations, to financially supporting us. We ourselves develop our own coaches, and I'm blessed with having some of the best coaches in Wales that are able to assist me. And we've formed this elite squad now, which is properly financed. We can now travel, because unfortunately those with vision impairments, they are perhaps the least able to earn the money and gain employment. And that's not being disrespectful to them. I see it as a fact. But they're amazing guys. It's great. It's very rewarding to be around. On the green at this moment in time, we've got 3 out of 4 of the reigning Welsh champions who won at Haverford West in June.
How did you get involved in visually impaired bowls? How did that start for you?
Well, for me, I play at Swansea Indoor and with another team. And I just out of interest one day, I sat down and watched a few players playing. And there were 2 rinks of vision impaired bowlers on there. And it became apparent to me immediately that they lacked assistance and perhaps lacked a little bit of knowledge in the game. And I knew that I could help. So I offered my services that day, got on as a helper. Then it's developed into becoming the team manager. And now, just having been appointed for 5 years, it takes us up and beyond the Commonwealth Games in Australia in 2018.
So you've got something now that you really can build on.
Oh, yeah. And that process effectively starts today, because the players involved in the development team are on the green playing and doing themselves really proud again, acquitting themselves well. And tomorrow we start at Bridgend with the elite squad specific training.
And can you just tell me a little bit more about that specific training? What does that involve and what is the commitment?
Well, the ability that we've got at the moment, because bowls is really down to technical ability and it's a tactical ability and knowledge and psychological. So they've got the technique. We've developed the technique with them. We'll continue to work on that because there's still a range of shots we need to be working on within the game. But then we work on the tactical ability with the coaches. They'll assist, telling them what shots, then suggesting the shots that they should play. And psychologically, we draw on our own experience as coaches and the games that we've been involved in and try and relay how we feel there. But also, we have support from Disability Sport Wales with their performance management team, which includes psychological training. Once you've developed the technique, and to some people like Julie, it's a natural talent. And once you have developed that, any sportsman, any professional sports person will tell you 95% of any sport is played in the head.
So where are your goals then, John? Can I be so bold as to ask you?
I want our team to be recognised as the number one team in the UK. Then to the world.
Sky's the limit.
The sky's the limit, yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt. And we're aiming for medalling at the World Championships and at the Commonwealth Games. And we now have time to achieve that.
John Wilson, team manager for the Welsh Association of Visually Impaired Bowlers. If you are interested in playing visually impaired bowls in Wales, contact your local club. To find the nearest club, visit the website welshbowlingassociation.co.uk.